Hey there, Gavin Gear here from the Windows blog. I'm going to show you new features in the R5 version of the 3D Builder app using my Dell M3800 touch-enabled laptop and this UP+2 3D printer. Let's get going. All right, so I'm going to use some of the new parts in the built-in parts library to make a completely custom trophy. We start with the base, and then we can easily add additional parts. I'm going to add them from the library. We can also add from file. I'm going to add this one on the top here. Doesn't quite look right, but that's okay because we can very easily drag these arrows and just set it right on top there. You notice we've also got this new selection control down here. We can toggle that on and off. We can select individual parts. We can globally deselect and select. A lot of options there. I'm going to select the one and we'll see the new rotation control here, which is really nice. We just tap on the arrow and we can independently rotate different parts, that kind of thing. We've got a couple menu options on this new enhanced main control. We've got our primary options over here. We've also got some new options here in the edit menu. And that allows us to do things like tap this palette. We can change our one to green. We can select the base. We can change that to yellow. Now, if we had a 3D printer that could support multiple materials or surface color, it could use that during the print process. Very cool. We can also do things like other advanced editing options, such as embossing. So I just tap on the star there. We've got some text. We can edit that text. Make that a number one to go along with our trophy theme here. We can drag on these arrows to scale it, and then just hit the check mark to apply. Now we've got custom text embossed. We have multiple embossing options, cylindrical, spherical, planar. It's very flexible. Makes it really fun to customize parts. Now that we've created our trophy, we can activate this advanced options menu. If we were to tap save here, we could either save in 3MF or in an STL, which is a new feature for R5. You also notice here down in the lower left-hand corner the buy print button. We've partnered with 3D Systems to offer a cloud-based printing solution where you can get a mail-ordered 3D part. This means you don't even have to have a 3D printer. But we can also, of course, print to our attached 3D printer, which I'm going to print to our UP+2 3D printer here. I'm going to go with default options here and hit print. Let's see what happens. If you want to know more or give it a try, just search 3D Builder in the Windows Store. Thanks.